नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय स्वच्छ प्रकृतः स्निग्धो स्वच्छ प्रकृतः स्निग्धो माधुर्यस्तीर्थभूर्णनाम् मुनिः पुनाति अपां मित्रम् इक्षोपस्पर्श कीर्तनैः स्वच्छ प्रकृतः स्निग्धो माधुर्यस्तीर्थभूर्णनाम् मुनिः पुनाति अपां मित्रम् इक्षोपस्पर्श कीर्तनैः स्वच्छः प्योर प्रकृतिः प्रकृतितः बै नेचर स्निग्धः सॉफ्ट और सॉफ्ट हार्टेड माधुर्य स्वीट और जेंटल स्पीच तीर्थ भूहु अपले सफलीर मेज नाम फॉर ह्यूमन बीइंग्स मुनि असेज पुनाति सैंक्टिफाइज अपाम of the water, mitram, the exact counterpart, iksha, by being seen, upasparsha, by being respectfully touched, kirtanahi, and by being glorified verbally. Translation, please repeat. O King, a friendly person is just like water, but he is free from all contamination. Gentle by nature, and by speaking, creates a beautiful vibration like that of flowing water. Just by seeing, touching, or hearing such a friendly person, the living entity is purified, just as one is cleansed by contact with pure water. The saintly person, just like a holy place, purifies all those who contact him. He always chants the glories of the Lord. Read the word Santajasi. Yes.
The words Akpam Mitram, just like water, can also be read as Akpam Mitram, which means that the saintly person purifies all living entities by accepting them as Mitram, or his personal friends, and saves them from their sinful reactions, Akpam. The conditioned living entity forcefully identifies with his gross material body and subtle mind, and thus falls from a platform of spiritual knowledge. A conditioned living being is always lusting for material sense gratification, and if he does not acquire it, he becomes angry. Sometimes he is so obsessed with fear of losing his material gratification that he enters the stage of approaching madness. A saintly person, however, is like pure water, free from all contamination and capable of purifying all things, just as pure water is transparent. A saintly person transparently manifests the personality of Godhead within his heart. Such love of Godhead is the reservoir of all happiness. Water makes the most pleasing vibration as it flows and cascades, and similarly the sound vibration of the Lord's pure devotee, who is saturated with the glories of the Lord, is most charming and beautiful. Thus, by studying the nature of water, one can understand the symptoms of a pure devotee of the Lord.
Yes, Prabhupada ki. Here, See, Lord's glories are given men importance. The activities of the Supreme Absolute Truth, because they are devoid of the attraction of fruits, that's why they are always glorified. Actions, you know. Karmani akarma prashet in Bhagavad Gita is a very important verse for karma. Karmani yaha akarma prashet akarmani cha karma yaha. I think it is third chapter or fourth, I don't remember reading. Karmani akarma yaha prashet. Karmani starts with 480. Karmani akarma yaha. The conclusion of the karmas. Karmani akarma yaha pashyet, akarmani cha karma yaha. Sva buddhiman manushyeshu, sva yuktaha, krishna karma krut. Is it?
Yes.
Read.
No,
karmani, read the words. Let them repeat. Karmani akarma yaha pashyet. Karmani akarma yaha. Sabudhiman manushyeshu. Read the translation.
One who sees in action, in action.
One who sees in action, in action. In action, the beginning is two separate words. One he sees in action, then is combined. In English, in action means karma ma. And in action, itle kai na karvode. The difference is in action. One he sees, yes, one who.
In
action, in an action.
He is in the transcendental position. All engaged in all sorts of activities.
This verse is a conclusion by Krishna. This is the way the karmas must be performed. Otherwise, any other way you find out, and that is the source of misery for performer as well as for the other people. And this is how the miserable conditions prevail in our society, our country, whatever. Karmani akarma yaha prashyet. There are three types of karma. Karma is a fruity activity. Means we expect fruits. That is karma. Then the other karma is akarma, means we don't expect any fruit. And akarma. Here boys are working very hard, but they don't expect anything. This, our Nayan Priya is muffing the whole place. He doesn't get anything. That is akarma. And karma is akarma. In the karma, you should see akarma. So while performing the activities, we should see that I am not getting anything out of it. The practical way to find out that how we are performing karma for fruits. So how to feel that I am not expecting any fruit. The practical way is that I may be working for somebody or I may work for myself. But forget about that we have to get something. And you should love the karma. Whatever you are doing should be done immediately well. That is the escape from this fruity activity. Fruits are bound to come. This Nayan Priya has muffed the place. Fruit is bound to come, definitely. And very great fruit.
but doesn't see, we can't see them. This understanding will help us to perform the karma very nicely. We don't look to the return, but I love my karma and that's why I do it. In Western world, there are people who love karma. They are known as workaholics. One is alcoholic and another is workaholic. Alcoholic means they always drink. Workaholic always work. So these workaholics, they have some chance. So they always want to be busy. This is a karma. They don't know whether they get something or not. Then they start working. And weak karma is there. Against these principles, you work and it is weak karma. There was one builder in England. We always hired his services. So he was a very good worker. But he would only work alone. So time management was not kept. He takes long time, slowly get up. Then staying was rough. Somewhere he sleeps, gets up in the morning, drinks and then comes for work. And I tried really well. And then what happened that we thought that he is doing his karma very nicely. But what his nasty way was, that as soon as the work comes to finishing, he will do something so that everything will go wrong and again we have to call him. So this becomes weak karma. On one hand, the work, there is a person who works very nicely, they have a karma. Here is a person, he shows that he is working very nicely. But he will play some trick, and once we had to fit in the gas boiler for hot water system. There is a gas boiler system. So he will play something into it, so that again, as soon as he goes home, we have to ring him and call him back. So then again 8 days he will carry on. So these are something he will do. This is weak karma. Krishna, weak karma doesn't mean only that we drink alcohol or we have illicit relations or whatever. But this is also weak karma. In karma also, people pray the trick so that they may be called every time. But as soon as somebody finds out that he is playing tricks, then they completely stop him. This is a result of weak karma. And definitely those karmas which are completely opposite to the instruction of Krishna, they are always harmful. From the beginning they are harmful, in the end they are very much troublesome. So those actually should not be touched. But here, the example of the water is given. And you see all the natural things, they are performing a karma. Water has nothing to achieve from us. Even then, you pour water on your body and it will purify you. Water does not have to achieve anything. Water is the best example how we should first take the fruits. Wherever water is already refreshing and never charged. But as soon as water comes under our control, we start charging. और उनको यही शांति का टाइम होता है. No, he will not go away. No, he will not go away. I think he is calling his friends or something. Anyway, this is water. You take sunshine, is the energy of Krishna. And the energy of Krishna, without any discrimination, those who take advantage of the energy, they will give you he will give you the vitamin C. There is no discrimination, because there is no charge. And if the charge is not there, then there is no discrimination. In medical profession also, when we are children, charge was not there. And there were vaidyas, you know, and they had business, that medical business in their own family. So family, never certified doctors were there. Certification was not there. They were serving. And then maybe in a year, sometime somebody will send some grains or some jaggery powder or something, whatever happened. Yes. It was all voluntary. Everybody was not charged. So the medical profession was very good because our karma was there. When we migrated to England, there was no charge. So not a single pence we had to pay. So the medical profession was ideal. As soon as there is no fruits, the karma becomes ideal. You take the question of moonshine. Moon is nourishing the medicines. And even then there is no charge. So anywhere moonshine is there, the plants will be nourished. These are all these natural things. They work without the expectation of any fruits. And that's why they are pure. Purity depends how much work you do without expecting the fruits. As soon as the expectation is there, there is contamination. If you don't expect, then nothing is contaminated. Krishna was helping Arjuna. He was serving as a charioteer. For the whole day, he would take all the arrows and everything on him and save Arjuna really. And even then, he didn't ask any salary from Arjuna. This is the akarma is coming from Krishna. And the greatest return was the satisfaction. Suppose you help anybody and he or she is very satisfied or something comes. Or Patit Pavana is hit by, you are not here. You are here? No, you are not here. That Patit Pavana there from Tivendra. He was going on a set date, due date. And while going, he was going in Chakra. So he stood in the Chakra. And there was a branch of tree on this race course road. So the branch hit him. And he fell down unconscious. And he was 2 days unconscious. And somewhere there, naturally he became. Otherwise we thought they did. Blood has not come out, so maybe inside there is some wound. But fortunately he is all right now. The thing is, Patit Pavana was near him, death nearly. But somehow the other Krishna did the job. And we had chanted here for him, whatever, but Krishna wanted him to be alive. There is no return. Krishna did not expect anything. And he does everything. When something happens good, we put ourselves in between that we are doing good. Something bad happens, then it's Krishna. Krishna is not in front of us, so very easy to blame him. Please, these vikarmas and too much addiction to the fruits should be avoided. We cannot avoid the whole fruits, but too much addiction, that if you give me that work only, I will do. No, nothing like that. Do the work very nicely. Our Bhavana's father is a builder. He works as a mason. So he was getting some 15 rupees a day or something. So it was too much for him in the beginning. He said he is paying 15 rupees, so we should give some satisfaction. So he is working very hard with for that man. This is natural course. In the olden days, people were so very pure, there is a natural for them to work honestly and get some return. Very honest. And then they won't mind to give something to anybody. But now as the Kali Yuga is progressing, and in the form of industrialization, it's Kali Yuga products. This age is known as Iron Age. We are going far, far away from uncontaminated stage to fully contaminated existence. And because the existence is contaminated, the values of life are also contaminated. They may not change, but there is no purity. Purity is not there. And that's why Prabhupada wanted to have purity in some section of the population at least. And he succeeded in that. At the moment, millions of people, millions of boys, they are following this consciousness. And at least we know that they are a bit free from the contamination. This is how we should look to these verses and try to make ourselves perfect in our own karmas. Vikarma should completely avoid it. Shirking should be avoided. And no doubt, we don't go against the scriptures at all. Please, understand these three types of karmas, and we have to do fruity works because we are carrying the body. But fruity work also should be spiritualized by honestly doing the work. As soon as you put honesty into your work, it is spiritualized. Honesty means you are thinking about others. That is the honesty. You are thinking about your employer, or you are thinking about the masses of people who will be in contact with you. This is very easy to understand. Honesty, that's why in English also, honesty is best policy, they call. Best means, best is always Krishna. What is it? Yad yad vibhuti. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam. Tat tat eva avacha mamate jamsa sambhavan. Wherever you find some good, it is my power. The honesty is the best thing. So far as possible, we should avoid dishonesty. And if we can get rid of it, so far so better. The return is that you are completely satisfied. And satisfaction is required for healthy life, healthy body. Satisfaction means we are saturated with the spiritual side of existence. That's why santusha ena kenava. In any condition, we are satisfied. And there is one of the conditions to satisfy Janardhan. Santusha ena kenava. Good or bad or whatever, we are satisfied. then we don't need to hide anything. We don't need to muck about with anything. This please. This is the best way to make karma into akarma. Karmani akarma yaha pashyet. See how nice Krishna puts. Karmani in all sorts of fruity works. Akarmani, those who don't expect any fruits. And I explain to you that how in expecting the fruits also, we don't expect the fruits. Maybe I'm getting 50 rupees a day, but I may put to work for 100 rupees a day. It doesn't matter. This is the thing. Please, honesty will go a long way on a spiritual path. Dishonesty will put you, there is a royal road for hell. Go and discern during dishonesty. And everywhere dishonesty is there. Very easy to perform. We milk the cow and water is there to put. Dishonesty. And we get more money. And nobody is going to see. In Dwarka, we were getting cow's milk and it was very watery. So I told him, Baba, just pour water but little, not too much. He said, see, again don't tell these things. I'm Yadav. I'm coming from Krishna's dynasty. We don't do these things at all. I told him about the milk. He said, no, don't open the mouth at all. I'm from Krishna direct. He said, if you want, you can come and see. So we used to go to his stable and see milking cows. And they were really, nothing was wrong. And even then the water milk. One day we were a bit early to go there. And all the pots, milking pots were lying there. The water is already in it. So in front of us he will milk and give. We thought that is fear. This is vikarma. Vikarma is not only intoxication or gambling or meat or whatever. This is vikarma. And these vikarma should be avoided in any way. We have to purify the activities. There is no place of dissent for dishonesty. Dishonesty is the best, is the worst thing to follow. And there are so many reasons. Tax pattern is such that if you go to be very honest, you will not be able to do it. Indirect taxes we cannot avoid, we have to pay it. Then we have to contaminate our things to earn more. So many things are there. This chikvi flower, you can never get pure now. We have bought so many places. It's all very bad. In foreign countries they get good. Here, I don't know what flower they give. So we bought flower from that Swaminarayan man who comes at the race course. We went one day to his mill and we bought 1 kilo from him, and that is genuine deed. The difference is obvious. Everywhere, karma, instead of becoming akarma, they are becoming vikarma. And vikarma, according to Shastras, they are the karmas which are completely opposite to the instructions of Krishna. But here is opposite. We don't look. It looks as if karma is performing. But in the karma also, instead of coming to a karma stage, they are going to a karma stage. That is our practical experience. And we are also not excluded from it. We are also included in it. So this way, the practical points take out and try to hammer out these points on the hearer's mind. So far as possible, some living entities may try. Even then, majority will not try. But our way is to find out the practical situations and try to solve this tangle of Shastra. And this is how in every age, in every time, we have to read the Shastras and really find out some conclusions of the Shastras which could be very easily followed practically by the hearers. Otherwise hearers are not interested. You go on dancing, singing Prahlad, 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 or Dhru, 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 or something else, Vyas, or Narada, or whatever. They're not interested that much in it. But if they can get some guidance how to perform this, and here it is, that all the natural products, they are very pure. In near Bombay, there is, on a Pune line, there is Lonavala. One very nice center is there. And therein, there is one cow protection program run by a doctor. So his milk is quite alright. And he prepares the ghee, cow ghee, traditionally. That is, he makes milk into yogurt and then churns the yogurt and takes out the butter and heats it and makes a ghee. Now nice ghee, the cow ghee, is golden in color. The cow's milk has a subtle gold in it. And that's why that milk is yellow. And gold is very, very required for our health. That's why we have ring or this or that always we should see. And particularly when the eye throbs, you know, eyes are throbbed many times. So for the male human beings, if the left eye throbs, it's bad. So if you touch with the gold, then it stops. Gold is required. And then gold again should touch our bodies also. So we have chains of gold or bangles or whatever. Gold is required. And then beauty of the gold is that you can use it, keep it, and any time the money is available. Banks, nobody knows. Tomorrow they may go bust and we lose everything. But gold is on our body, or at least in our house or somewhere, till it is stolen. Gold, really. Stealing is the main thing in gold. But gold is required. And cow's milk gives us subtle gold. And the ghee is also very golden. Now that doctor treats the heart patients with the cow ghee. And then they get better. And now anywhere you go to the hospitals, your cholesterol is increasing. So stop eating ghee. And ghee is not pure available. Purity is not there. Everywhere vikarma is going on. And vikarma, so far, we only knew that vikarma means to intoxicate, to eat meat, or to illicit connections, or whatever. These four principles we are thinking in vikarma. But here the subtle vikarma is going on. Everywhere subtle vikarma is going on. I heard that there was one doctor, so there was one company, had some medicine company, and they had declared that if any doctor prescribes 100,000 tablets of this company, then he'll get a Maruti car. So anybody could say, same tablet. Eventually you got the Maruti car. But it's all weaker. How can one medicine be for everything? But he wanted more. This is weaker in doctor use. In medicine also, weaker was there. In factory also, weaker was there. And in medicine, you know better that there are counterfeit medicines. And then they sell in kilos. So a big bundle is coming. And here they charge for five. Is this all vikarma is there. And vikarma will never satisfy us. That is the greatest loss in our life. and while performing vikarma, this idea doesn't touch us at all. Immediate requirement is there. Either requirement is there or we want to have a high standard of living or whatever. And because of this, vikarmas are increasing. And to the same ratio, in the same ratio, diseases are increasing. We have no idea the Shastra's instructions, avoid these things, is for our healthy body. Don't have any idea of this. And because of that, without any hesitation, in our karma, we are daily performing vikarma. Some fear of Krishna must be there. Dar chahiye. Ghabraiye nahi to, to apne to avikarma karta rahiye. Everywhere it is same. Everywhere. And then we blame Kali Yuga. In one of the verses, Prabhupada has written very nicely. It's our choice whether we want to remain in Kali Yuga or get out of it. It's our choice. So maybe if you don't follow vikarma, the income will be less or whatever. But satisfaction is the best income. Jab mil jaye santosh dhan, aur dhan duli saman. There is so many dhan, gaidhan, vaji dhan. So many dhans are there. So much wealth was there. But as soon as you get santosh dhan, aur dhan duli saman, the aur dhan is no place at all. Satisfaction to ourselves and eventually Krishna. Samshuddhir Hari Toshanam. By all our activities, we have to satisfy Krishna. That we don't know. And because we don't have any idea about this, Krishna's satisfaction we completely forget. And our satisfaction also we forget. Immediate requirement of money is there. I want to buy the car, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. So many necessities are increasing. Dekha dekhi. We see that certain man has this, I must have that. There is no need of these things. Whatever minimum is required, you try to have it. This is the best way to escape this vikarma. But then again there is limitation to it. Because the whole family must be educated in this field. Otherwise man may understand, wife may not cooperate, or wife may understand, man may not cooperate. And so many things are there. The whole system must be Vedic system. And that is why Prabhupada went away all in old age to the foreign countries to establish these things. Nobody was hearing him in here. So that's why he had to go there and propagate these things. And to a certain extent he is successful. At least there is a bulk of population now staying in the temple or around the temple, or dedicate their lives to the instructions of Krishna through Bhagavad-gita. This is the thing. He would have thought otherwise, that I am alone, why should I try to do this thing? Who is going to hear me? What would have happened? Nothing would have come out. And at the moment we are transcendently proud that we have so many difficulties in this world. But even then the is a main force on this planet. It's a very pure force. At least we remember Krishna. And Krishna is the highest purifying agent. Anywhere Krishna's name is there, we think twice, you know, before we do anything. self-release, purity must be there. Prabhupada rightly calls it purity is force. Real force is this. Even now, ISKCON, they never name heard. That's why there was one merchant yesterday, he came. He has two malls here. He is constructing malls. And the name is ISKCON. ISKON or something. ISKON. He has dilated, he has left one letter out of ISKCON.
He has left Krishna.
Mall is there, is it? And he was feeling proud. When I told you, you're a thief. And his social prestige increases. All illusory energy. This prestige is illusory energy. And we are running out of prestige. Or somebody should call me, very nice person. Somebody give me a chair to sit. And he also liked the Kirtan. There is Kirtan here, Kirtan is there. The being glorified verbally. When Krishna is glorified verbally, it is Kirtan. Such a person also liked Kirtan. So to some extent he was purified. And he was ready to help us. Whether he helps or not doesn't matter. But yesterday he sang the glories of himself. This is how the purification must go on with the continuous chanting the glories of Krishna. Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya. And this is the purport of this verse. Unless we chant, the purification will not be there. All the energies of Krishna are highly purifying agents. And this is how we should try to understand this verse. And how to purify our own existence is the main problem in front of us. Formerly, the kings were saintly. They were kings, but they are saintly kings. So kings will see that the population will get full chance to lead the purified life. But they were ready to leave their own post. Indradumna was a king, and according to Vedic culture, he left kingdom at 50 years of age, and he went and stayed in the forest. So everywhere they were following the spiritual instructions, and that's why Bhagavad supports the kingship. The democracy, as Prabhupada writes, is demon crazy. As it is, demon is there. And crazy demon. How much This craziness has got to be avoided from our life. Those who are not attracted to the spiritual force in the human species of existence, they behave crazily. Even small child will do it. Now, Kaka, you are getting old. Now stop running after money. He will also understand that now this man has to die. Why should he run after the money? This is so very clear. And even then, the contamination doesn't go away from our activities. This is the thing. How much we have to hammer our own mind just to convert our activities to the pure activities. And that's why we people, particularly who are already situated in the temple or around the temple, should try to purify so that by our own efforts people will try to see us and may purify themselves. That is the point here. And that is Titi Kurunti Tirthani. In first canto also there is verse. That all these purified men, wherever they go, they will purify the atmosphere. Trigat Pavitram Praganita Kadij. The whole atmosphere of the universe changes. So what to talk of some place? And that's why these all these friendly persons, they are allowed to take bath in Kumbh Mela first. All the different akadas. They go to akadas. In that naked sadhus, they are number two. First one, somebody else is there. And second one, naked people will go. I don't know what speciality is there. But there is something. At least they are renounced. But only renunciation doesn't work unless there is some attachment to the devotional service. But even now, in whatever position, we have the saintly persons. They are allowed to take bath in the Ganges first, and then the general mass. So even now the tradition is there, that if saintly person take bath in the water of the Ganges, Ganges will be purified. And other persons, they drop their own sins in the water. So water is contaminated. But now, apart from these ordinary persons, our industrial waste is thrown indiscriminately in the flow of the rivers. So rivers are contaminated completely. And we can't force the saintly person to take bath in a gutter. In Vrindavan, actually the gutters flow there. You can't the whole sannyasi. Come on, we have to purify. And he made it appear. So the craziness is going on everywhere. The Yamuna water, there is no Yamuna water. In Vrindavan, we have to find out a flow of the pure water somewhere to take a dip. So we can't, unless it is rainy season. In rainy season, the whole thing is washed away. There is plenty of rains. That is the effect of the indiscriminate contamination. And the factories which are not allowed in the western country, they have a heaven here. Whole thing is completely misdirected. That word Prabhupada uses, you know, in the impious life of misdirected civilization. This is a really misdirected civilization. And in our country, all the land is arid, completely arid. Yet till our eyesight goes, there is no farming. It's all arid. Otherwise, formerly you stand here, you will see all the corns zooming around. Here there is nothing here. You see somewhere you see horse, somewhere you see some machinery is lying, somewhere you see something else. There is no farming at all. And farming the site of the crop zooming around is the best site for the eye. Eyes will not go bad. Here you see horse and you see machinery and see this. Your eyes are bankrupt. Please. The whole thing is vikarma. This is, and how to purify this? That's why only Harinam we can carry on. And even now the Hariman, people enjoy it. People like Harinam. The demon also yesterday, his co-owner, gives us a training that he stays somewhere in this court. He says, every Wednesday, I'm lucky to hear your names. And our Gaurasundar goes on chanting. He doesn't know that his voice is heard everywhere. In the bed. They were lying in the bed. Purification has got to be done. and only one society is doing. So that's not enough. Where we go, without any society also, you can carry on that now. There is no need of society. Where we go, we should chant, we should try to preach something if there are hearers. If there are no hearers, then chant, keep them and pressure them. That's more than enough. Prabhupada once was in Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is completely rubbish. You know, you always. Rubbish countries you like. His planes are always touching Amsterdam. I don't know how to love that country. But he's cheapest.
Headquarters in Minneapolis.
Hare Krishna. So, he was in Amsterdam temple. Even now the temple is there. It's a small temple. So, he had a kirtan in the beginning. And then he started preaching. Those hooligan men, they won't sit. Shami Srap, Shami Srap. Prabhupada was fed up. He said, for these people, no preaching. Only kirtan and prasad, that's it. And even now, in that temple, only kirtan and prasad is there. We went there, I told there is no preaching. No, he said, these people don't want to hear. They say, eat and drink, that's it. And have a nice dance in kirtan. So the point is, the names, they can enjoy. Kirtan they can enjoy. So they may not like preaching. Kirtan, come on. Here also, much more than our lecture, they wait for, when is that? And they want to dance here. Somebody is dancing there, something here. Nothing to do. You chew pan and dance. You do anything and dance. It's very easy. So please, some or the other, try to propagate the names at least. So we will also be purified, and the hearers also will be purified. And consistency must be there. What is it? We had learned something, was written chanting of Vedic sound. I is 1625 in purport. The conclusion is that Lord could be heard and realized through the persistent chanting of the Vedic chanting sound. This it should be persistent. This race course has an effect because it is persistent chanting. Somehow or the other, souls get together. 3, 4, 5, whatever. Sometimes he escapes, sometimes he escapes. Sometimes he escapes. We have so many reasons. Aapne to kahi aata hai nahi? Aapne to uthta hai nahi? Uthiye aapne kahi? Budhwar? Budhwar nahi? Guruvar uthi. Mu budhwar uthto hai nahi? On Wednesday, he says, I don't get up on Wednesday. On Thursday, I get up. But tomorrow, on Thursday, I'm not here. Okay. Well, because there is some persistency, that's why it has effect. The other man also told.
One day, Ashwin Duryan.
There was structural engineer. It so happened that Krishna works very, very nicely. You know? We went to see one vigilance officer, town planning officer, in municipality. He's a very good man, really. There was Bhavana Ben from Jamnagar gave her contact and went to see him. That man is a very good person. He is staying on second floor. So I didn't go upstairs, we called him downstairs. And he's Jain, you know. So we thought that he will not be attracted to Krishna. But some other writer will appeal his good sense. So he came downstairs in a weird dress. Some top was there, lungi was there. Man, such a nice birth. Maybe Jains, they put on dhoti in the morning, isn't it? To go to the temple. He was going to the temple, only dhoti is meant. In the house you can put on anything. So anyway, he came down. And then, to our surprise, one of his friends was carrying one big frame, you know. So we thought, and he was looking at the frame all the time. So we thought that he might have drawn some planning or something. And he has framed, and that frame, his friend is taking away. So, to our surprise, that friend stopped there. And they were taking out the plastic. So we are surprised that what is he doing? I thought that he wanted to show him something. But to our surprise, beautiful Krishna's painting was there. Very beautiful. So Krishna really told us that I am already here, you go on. And that man was very, very helpful. Very helpful. He really finished the job. And now there's so many people are coming, they are giving their prizes. Good people are also there. Then he gave the Bhavana gave your name? Ashwin Dodhia? He rang this Ashwin Dodhia. Now see how the Krishna arranges. This building was also built by him. This Ashwin Dodhia. And we didn't know. This building, we had nearly 10 months the work is going on here. And every time he said, the slab was there and I was there. But nobody told us that this is structural engineer. I was shouting always to that Nilesh, that there is no architect, there is no structural engineer. How you are building this building? He said, I am all in all. He will not introduce us to it. And he looks like a very thin child, young man type. So many times we might have seen him, but we didn't know that he is the structural engineer. So here in this building, there are 5 slabs. See, every time the slab was there, and the pillars were there, I was there, he said. And here given in the drawings, and here supervised. And somehow or the other, we are sent to the same person. So he was explaining, our great person, Vaishnava. So he said, and he was smiling. Then afterwards he said, your building I have built, it's good that you have come, we'll finish that. And no one, and this our architect, was telling us 1% minimum. 1% means, he comes really, suppose we spend 10 lakhs, 10 crores of rupees. Means 10 lakhs rupees for structural engineer. I told this much amount we cannot afford. We want to finish the building in 10 lakhs. So he said, nah, not that adamant now. He may work free, I don't know. Or he may charge very reasonable. This is how Krishna works. For Krishna, if you do, it becomes very easy. Our work also, our day-to-day work also, if we organize in that way, that we are doing for Krishna, the work will definitely be easy. And so much help will be mustered. And that is how the point is, that in our karma, karma should not be followed. It should be, a karma should be followed. Giving credit to Krishna is a karma. And otherwise, any dishonesty is there, is vikarma. So this should not be there. Vikarma is always contamination. Akarma is purified. And as soon as the purification is there, somehow or the other, the business will definitely increase. or your service will be upgraded, but they know that you are a very conscientious worker. So in service also we go ahead. Those who don't have service, they get the service. Otherwise there is everywhere this exploitation because of the vikarma. In vikarma we have to exploit the laborers also. We have to do this, we have to do that. So many things are needed. This, I was once asking, this Kadwani has a big concern, you know. So many people are working. I told him, you're going mad because somebody, so many people may be sick, they may not come to work. So how are you managing? No, he says, I support them everywhere. In medicine he does his schooling, he helps. Housing he helps. He has a big residential quarters. So everything is looked after by him. That's why the workers are very honest to come to the work. Work goes on without my notice, he said. The practical example is there. The weakened mind doesn't enter in it. And now, surely it was a different thing, that they were stealing electricity or something. But that's another point. But so far as possible, here's the laborers here. As I told you, the ratio you form, you follow this akarma attitude, to that ratio, the miseries will be over in our life. Jai. So we go to the next one. Have you anything to ask? It's best worship. Then we go to our Tejasvi's verse. Tejasvi is here. In 45. Tejasvi tapasadito.
Tejasvi tapasadito.
Dudhar shodhara bhajana. Sarva bhakshu pimukyuktatma.
Sarva bhakshu pimukyuktatma.
Nadattai malam agnivat.
Nadattai malam agnivat.
Tejasvi tapasadipto.
Tejasvi tapasadipto.
B is long there. B also long. Tejasvi tapasadipto.
Tapasadipto.
Durdhar shodhar bhajana. Sarva bhakshu piyuktatma. Nadatte malam agnivat. And this agni is described. Please read the equivalent.
Saintly persons become powerful by execution of austerities. Their consciousness
is unshakable.
Because they do not try to enjoy anything within the material world.
Such naturally liberated sages
accept foodstuffs
that are offered to them
by destiny.
And if by chance
they happen to eat
contaminated food,
they are not affected.
Just like fire,
which burns up
contaminated substances
that are offered to it. Read the purport. Read. Have you?
The word udara bhajan indicates that a sensitive person eats only to keep body and soul together and not for sense gratification. One should eat palatable foodstuffs to maintain one's mind in a cheerful mood. However, one should not eat luxuriously because this will cause sex desire and laziness. A saintly person is always the perfect gentleman and is never greedy or lusty. Although Maya tries to defeat him by offering different material allurements, ultimately these attractive material creatures are themselves defeated by the spiritual power of a saintly person. Thus, one should never disrespect a spiritually advanced personality but should worship him reverentially. To carelessly approach a Krishna conscious personality is just like carelessly approaching fire, which immediately burns if not handled properly. The Lord does not excuse mistreatment of a pure devotee.
Here, udara bhajana is very important. And everywhere in the scriptures, the hammering is that we should not have excessive enjoyment. One verse clearly describes that how the real enjoyer is Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Which is that verse? Only one verse is there. And that is explained to you why we should not run after enjoyment. Bhuktaram Sarva Yagyatavasam Sarva Lokameshwara Suran Sarva Bhutana Nyatva Maham Shantimrachani. And this verse Prabhupada had given the purport in the beginning in America to distribute before any teaching. He gave this verse: if you want to achieve Shanti, peace, then see, this is the clue for achieving peace. And he gave these three things, Bhoktaram Sarva Yajnatapata, the results of all the austerities, Haryagyas. Krishna is the real enjoyer. Second thing was Sarva Lokameshwaram. This is a great person. He is Mahaishwara. Prasadin Mahaprasadin is the supreme of spirituality. He is supreme controller. And with all these qualifications, he is very humble. Suran Sarva Bhutanam, every living entity he is friendly with. In any species of existence, he is seen. With every living entity, he is situated in his localized Paramatma feature. No living entity is exception. He likes equally everybody. And this is a greatness. As soon as we come to this conclusion, our sense gratification is completely controlled. Control is only possible in human existence. In all other species, they don't understand the meaning of control. They don't have preaching at all. They don't require. But they go on living life according to dictates of that species. But human beings, because of tiny independence they have, they are prone to be misguided by the illusory energy. What to talk of ordinary living beings? Shiva, Mohini Murti, He requested Krishna that I want to see you. He was not there when Krishna manifested Vayavati. And as soon as Krishna manifested, the villa ran after her. So the sense gratifies. Take this example. And then she was a bewildered. Who are we? So we are definitely going to be bewildered. Forget about it. But they don't know that Shiva had drank the poison. So whatever Shiva does, he cannot copy it. So drink the poison and then see. Shiva survived. Nilakant. That poison remained in his throat. And this way he is known as Nilakant. And he became blue, you know. But we, whatever is convenient, we can take. Shiva stays in Srimati. We don't stay in Srimati. But we rub our body with rock, with ash. Even on the body, ash. And so many sadhu, they always have ash on their body. Shaiva ash. Please avoid this. Again, it is a weak karma in bhakti. The first thing we have done, that we have made, converted our bhakti into karma, so that we get some return. That is nasty thing we are doing. And again, we are not satisfied to convert bhakti into karma, but in bhakti also we have weaker misguidance. Whichever way is convenient to us, we follow bhakti. We don't follow Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityaja. All the concocted things must stop and you just take my shelter. Equivocally. That we don't do. And that's why we don't get purified. So many things are offered to us. We take everything and you get more contaminated. Indiscriminate eating will definitely give you diseased body. What form of indiscriminate eating? Even the spoons now, if you use spoons, you are getting contaminated. Eggs is a very horrible thing. Please, try to remember these things. Only one example is given. Very nice. That is the in the beating. A saintly person from that. Read please. A saintly person is always
A saintly person is always a perfect gentleman and is never greedy or lusty. Although Maya tries to defeat him by offering different material allures, ultimately these attractive material features are themselves defeated by the spiritual power of a saintly person. Thus, one should never disrespect a spiritually advanced personality, but should worship him reverentially. To carelessly approach a Krishna conscious person is just like carelessly approaching fire, which immediately burns if not handled properly. The Lord does not excuse this treatment of pure devotees.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing. Fire you cannot handle careless. Prabhupada was always telling that when the house is on fire, our duty is to come on it. Escape. If you can. Otherwise, we don't hold meeting in the burning house. How fire started. This is how. Please, this Krishna consciousness is also like fire. But we should stand up to the austere life. That is the thing. Austerity must be there. The greatest austerity is to get up at 3:30. Nowadays it's getting greater. Because nights Those who don't have to get up at early in the morning, they sleep late at night. All the work is of that type. Try to organize your life so that whatever hour you go to bed, you should get up at 3, 4 o'clock. That's all. It's the greatest austerity. And unless the pasya is there, you will not achieve anything. In the material field also, the tapasya is required. If you want to have medical doctor or engineer or whatever, you have put so much austerity. And after acquiring qualification also, you have to serve some hospital for a year or two. And that job is horrible in the Western world.
सामान के लिए
हाँ वो हाँ जी
पुलिस
दिस इज टू बी रिमेम्बर्ड दैट विदाउट ऑस्टेरिटी वी डोंट वांट टू बी वर्शिप्ड बट एटलीस्ट वी वांट टू बी परफेक्ट इन अवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एंड परफेक्शन कैन नेवर बी देयर अंडर द सैक्रिफाइस इज देयर. Regarding again worship or no worship, we don't worry really. But we know this local worship or fame or defame is all illusory energy. But the thing is that we have to have the austere life. And there is another point in austere life. We should not try to grab others' things. There is a general tendency. It is freely available, grab it. The best example is that we had been to America now recently, and my age is already there, so there are so many. Yeah, our Indian doctors, they have the medical centers there. So everybody was telling me that you should have a checkup. I told that I am not feeling Hindi. So I should have checked up. So you know, there may be something wrong. So if there is something wrong, then we'll see when there is wrong, something wrong. So I didn't go for checkup. If really I would have gone, because it is free. So this is the allurement. Then they would have found after 6 months, your nerve will be blocked and you'll die. Oh. I was thinking that I'm going to die. Yes. So what to do? Start medicine. If medicine doesn't work, then we have to operate. And Gigi Vishay is already there. I want to live long. I will live permanently here. So I must go to medical center. Either start taking medicine or do this. Please, avoid these things. There were no medical centers. In my time, hardly there was one doctor, and he was regarded all in all in medical field. No separate doctors. Blood checking was not at all in our sight. Blood. Every now, first, you go to the hospital, big syringe of blood they'll take out. You have to keep an eye on your blood, you don't have blood. I tell, you tell me you don't have my blood, so whatever I have, let me have it. Why you are taking? No, you'll fall me. I told you, tell me that there is no blood, so please let me have that. Blood was completely absent. Only the pulse was there, and many times pulse also he didn't check. He just look at and give some medicine, and I'm sure. So he will be mixing ginger powder or something, which is the Vishwavesh. Any ailment you can go on taking. And we thought that, oh, why they have given nice tablets for this and that. Please, some simplicity must be in our life. And one simplicity must be there, that we may die if he does, if Krishna wishes to die. Next moment we may die. And if he doesn't wish, then we don't write in that time. Honi anhoni na hoye. Anhoni honi na hoye. Tujhi bharuja Ram ke sukhi nidra soye. I'm not praising myself, but that big doctor had come. Once I was not well at all yet. So a doctor was afraid to treat me, or Ganatra. So he said, I'll get the big doctor. And now he's very big. Yesterday Ganatra was there. His eyes were wide. And then Chatur, what was his name, I don't know. He was very big now. And he is big in the sense that there is a air ambulance from Bombay. In Bombay hospitals, now these motor vehicles are not only the ambulance. There is air ambulance. In air ambulance, the doctors fly. And they are the biggest doctors. And they charge some 1 lakh rupees for just taking patient from Rajkot to Bombay. And then other charges are in addition. The medical profession really can never be trusted in this age. This big doctor, the air doctor, was called here, and he came, you know, and he looked at me, and he had some checked, and he said, "You are very serious." I said, "Yes, that's why you were called." He said, "I'm surprised you are talking in this position." I said, "Don't be surprised. If Krishna wishes, we'll survive. Otherwise you should die here." Alright. So then he checked, and big foolscape paper, he wrote so many medicines. The word Chintan might have got 3,000 rupees for a front. But I was envious of him. Why should I pay 3,000 rupees? So, as soon as he went, we tore off the paper. And even now he's asking, "Ganatra, is it the Swamiji is alive?" And this is our practical example. I was very sick, no doubt. But sickness also has a time. And in old age particularly, there are two types of sickness. One is sick could be cured, maybe Krishna wishes. All other sicknesses, they come to take you away. So then nobody can help. So this, with firm faith in Krishna, we can avoid these things. This is the greatest austerity in this age. To be ready to die is the greatest austerity. We should be ready to die. Because we are not ready to die, that's why we have to survive. So we then have operated our medicines or whatever. We stuff our stomachs with unwanted medicines. Please, this is greatest austerity. And unless there is austerity, you cannot go an inch ahead with the Krishna consciousness. And apart from anything, we disrespect Krishna consciousness because of our different material motives. That is the danger. Krishna consciousness is the only way. Consciousness means completely surrendering to Him and submitting to His desire. Submitting to the desire is a real symptom of the consciousness. Desire of Krishna. And whether you submit or not, His desire works. His will always work. So if He wants to take us away, we have to be ready. If He wants us to stay here, He will do everything. This is how, please, this works. Then in Abu Dhabi, there is one Agrawal. You have to come sometime, Rob. Sometime. You have money now?
Once I come to you, I don't have any money.
Don't tell in front of these people. I'm glorifying you.
Oh, just okay.
You should say that I have money.
Okay, I have.
Say that.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you're losing your name.
Oh,
is it? Okay. Yeah. For your glorification, now that also should I tell you. before them. the thing is that Agrawal's mother was on deathbed. Agrawal is nearly 50 years of age, but he was crying on phone. Agrawal ji, kya bhi jo bhi hai, uska hum koi ilaj nahi kar sakte. Aap aise karo, Prabhu ka chanti ka box le jaiye aur laga dijiye usko bhi chanti karne koi. Just I told him that you take chanting box for approval chanting and you please start chanting and you also chant and if she is able to chant, then she chant. And to her surprise she was alright. Agrawal is fine. He sent 10,000 rupees. He said, your medicine worked. He said, I didn't do anything. But from faith was there that even if she is dying, better to hear the names and then pass away. And she was definitely on the deathbed. But somehow then she picked up. And then Agrawal could bring her to Abu Dhabi. And she came to see me. This is the difference. Please, we are not praising ourselves, but the name is very powerful. Being non-different from Krishna. Always Prabhupada was giving examples that Lord Ram, when he wanted to cross over from South India to Lanka, he had to have the Ram Setu. He couldn't jump like that. But his name uttered by Hanuman, he could jump. So name is more powerful than himself. Please have this faith and you will be behaving like Agnivat, completely purifying. I don't know how so many other glories could be magnified regarding the chanting of the names. And we exactly neglect chanting. We exactly neglect the important thing. Don't neglect, please. It's a suicidal. Whenever you get time, you please continue chanting. That is the purport of this verse. Jai. Anything to ask? Can I puchu se? Aapne aavi hai dhoti ma? Sara dekhao. Je dhoti hoye, te se lal dekhai do.
I was just going to say that one. Looking much better today.
Yeah. See,
he's a second.
Yeah. Whenever he comes in dhoti,
he looks much better.
He's much better.
Yeah.
He doesn't put off.
Yeah.
Only one dhoti he has, his father has given. He says, father is using dhoti, this is his dad. All right. Man, well, what is your name? I forgot. Krishna Ashraya. Yeah, see? How nice name you have. You are glowing Krishna. Really. Yeah, nice. So nice, no? Nice to see you, sir. But you only come like a medicine. It is sorry, eh? What is the use of the red body? It's a work body. Our man Pierre mopped the whole thing today. So come early and clean something, eh? Yeah. Nice to see you. Enjoy your time. Jai Prabhupada ki.